Parshas Akis is the famous pasuk in this week's parasha of Ata Yisrael Mo Hashem Lokecha Shol Mimoch. Klai Yisrael, what is the Kadosh Baruch Hu asking from you? Ki im liyiras Hashem Lokecha Tav Yiras Shemayim Lechas Chod Rochov La'ava Oisar La'ava Hashem Chod Rochov Nafshach. The Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Gimel Mem Beis says like this: Tanya Hoya Rabbi Meir Oimer Chayiv Adam Levarich Meya Brachos B'chol Yoim. A person mechuyev to make 100 brachos a day. Shenemar V'ata Yisrael Mo Hashem Lokecha Shol Mimoch. Says Rashi, Kari Bei Meya. You darshin the word Mo Hashem Lokecha Meya Hashem Lokecha. Hashem is asking for 100. Meaning Hashem is asking for 100 brachos. Toysis brings down Rabbeinu Tam. Another remez, how we see from this pasuk, Meya Brachas, because there are 100 oisiyos, 100 letters in this pasuk. Another pshat, says Toysis, that the word ma in at bash comes out shin yud tzadik. Yud tzadik. Yud tzadik is the gematria 100. The Daz the Canaan Bali Toysis brings down, there's a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Chav Ches, Kihine Kikain Yevorach Gever. The word Yevorach is written without a vav. So you darshan Kikain. Ki is 30, Kain is 70. Yevorach Gever. 100. Every person should make 100 brachas. In Shulchan Aruch, Sim Mem Vav and Aruch Chaim, Mipaskin, Chayiv, Adam, Levarech, B'chol Yoyim Meir Brachas. It's a chiyuv every single day to make 100 brachas. Mishpura says, in a regular day, a person makes 108 brachas, assuming that he washes for two of his meals. Mishpura speaks out, writes out the whole cheshbon. He starts with the first of 100 brachas, at night. We see from this two chedushim. The first thing you see at the day, what does it mean, b'chol yoyim, every day? A day starts at night from shkia until daytime shkia. Therefore, Shel Zalman says that if a person benches for shalosh shuvos on Shabbos after shkia, even though the benching, he said, would say, it's a Shabbos to get benching, but the brachas of benching don't count for Shabbos, they count for Sunday. The second chiddush you see from the Mishnah Berurah, that according to Mishnah Berurah, the day starts when you go to bed, with Birchas HaMapel, Dayel Maven. On Shabbos, we're missing 13 brachas, and therefore there are many gedolim that will count the brachas on Shabbos to make sure they had 100 brachas. One could ask, what's the connection between this chiyuv to say 100 brachas with the pasuk that says Hashem is asking Klai Yisrael for Yerushalayim? Perhaps the answer is that the drasha is teaching us, the drasha that tells us of the chiyuv, the Meya Brachas, is telling us that's the way to fulfill Hashem's bakasha to be Yerushalayim. Ma Hashem Lokecha Shol Mimoch Ki Meira. How do you do that? Through making Meir Brachas. How does that work? Why does Meir Brachas bring Yerushalayim? The Chinuch, and this is parasha on the pasuk V'achalta V'savata V'rachta, explains what does it mean a bracha. What does Baruch Ata mean? He says one might think that Baruch Ata means that we're benching Hashem. But he says the chinuch, this is not correct. Since Hashem is a kol yochel, we can't add or subtract anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, says the chinuch, that when we say bracha, the baruch, we're proclaiming our admission and our thanks that Hashem is makor habrachas. That all the toiv comes from him. Avud Ram also explains like this, and he adds, and the word baruch isn't a lashon pole. but it's a lashon like rachum v'chanun. So to baruch is Hashem is mekar bracha. There's another pshat in the Rishonim, Aderech HaKabbalah. It mentioned in the Rashba, Rabbeinu B'chayyo, Nefesh HaChayim, Shar Beis, Perek Beis, and others, that bracha is in the lashon tosefes v'ribui. Like we find in the Pesukim, Ubarech pre-bitnecha, Ubarech eslachmecha. When one gets a bracha from a tzaddik, whether it's a bracha for panasa, for gezunt, it fits with this mahalach, that a bracha means tosefes v'ribui. I once heard a mussel to explain this, that if there's a huge reservoir of water, and there's only one small spout, very little water will come out. Therefore, bracha is that there should be tosefes v'ribui, many spouts. There should be to allow lots of shefa to come. Even though Rabbeinu B'chaya says there are two pshatim to find the word baruch, one of pshat, one of b'kabbalah, for the heart they're both connected. That through realizing and being moida that Hashem is mekar bracha, that causes ribui and bracha. If you look in the Sefer Chinuch, this is what he writes. He writes, "Anu zoichim b'maisa toif hazeh laham shecholenu mi berchoysof." When you mention Hashem is mekar bracha, that causes the ribui v'shefa to come to us. So according to this, we can understand that by saying 100 times a day, Baruch Ata, that you are the mekar bracha, all the bracha comes from you, one comes to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda says in Shar Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois Yud, that he writes that Kadosh Baruch Hu Nafach Ba'api Nishmas Chayim, and the Shama, which is Chachmas Lev V'Tovas Seichel. That, and what's the purpose? That's able lahakiroi uliyira milfonov. The neshama has a power lahakiroi to recognize Hashem and to fear Hashem. So we see that by recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you come to yira. So therefore, by saying 100 brachas a day, and you come clearly, you are the makara bracha. That's the way a person, a Yid, will come to Yiras, the Yiras Shemayim. We could perhaps add that there are more benefits that come through making 100 brachas a day. With realizing what we're saying, that Kadosh Baruch Hu Makara Bracha, we have a klal in Yeridea called Batel Baroif. You have two kosher pieces of meat and one treif piece of meat that got mixed up. The treif is bottle, the meal is bottle, the roif, the two pieces. Some of the same hold. Even more than that, the iser is mishapich, the heter. It becomes the treif, but turns into mutter meat. So too, when one realizes how much toif he's filled in his life, then his personal sorrows is bottle, the roif toifa. And can even be mishapich l'toif. Another benefit of making 100 brachas a day and mentioning a kadosh bracha, the makara bracha, is what Mitzvah Sharim and Perek Ches dedicates an entire perek to explain to the Amoin Am, how could they come to the mile of Jesus. He says as follows, by being mistakel in the multitude of toivas, Hashem does b'chol eis b'chol zman, from the time of birth until the last day of his life, and a person is not able to pay HaKadosh Baruch Hu back because Hashem is not lacking anything, but at least he's able to thank him and do his mitzvahs, and therefore, to be in this order, not to be mitzatzel, not to be lazy in the mitzvahs, and to do the mitzvahs with Jesus. I'd like to end off with a very powerful story I heard recently from a mother of a Talmud of our yeshiva. She told me that she had a friend that lost her husband at a very young age. And Nachum Tzvi Finkel, Zatzal Rosh Yeshiva, told her to write down every single day three things that Hashem did good with her today. And she shouldn't feel alone, to feel like Kadosh Baruch Hu was with her. A few years later, she told me that she became Almona. So she decided to take the Eitzah that Rav Nachum Tzvi gave to her friend, that she'll also do it. But every night before Kriya Shema Lamita, she speaks out. She speaks out three special things that Hashem did, three good things that happened to her today. And she told me that I'm doing this for over 22 years. And she told me, you don't have to be almana to do this. Everyone could do this. So my bracha is, may we be zecha to understand and use the mitzvah of mea brachas every day in the proper way, and we'll be able to be zecha to much, much shafa bracha v'atzlacha and be as a Mashiach very soon, the car of a good Shabbos. Thank you.